There's still pale orange light in the western sky as the French-born Girdwood Musher rides across the finish line at 12:08 Sunday morning. He has 7 energetic dogs in harness.
Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Awesome dog. I didn't make it by midnight.
But the 36-year-old says this second Kobuk 440 win feels good.
Yeah, no, par for the course for the season. These dogs are kicking butt.
It's been a successful year for Petit, who has won each of his mid-distance races, including the Copper Basin 300 and the Testamina 200. He took second place in the 2018 Iditarod. Petit pulled away from the pack after leaving Selawik, the second checkpoint. By the time he reached Ambler, he had a 3-hour lead that he never lost. He says good trail conditions under sunny, clear skies were ideal.
Hard to imagine a better trail, really. A couple punchy spots, a couple windblown spots, but nothing bad.
He says the trail may have even been too good.
Well, I guess from staring at all the scenery, I kind of sunburnt my eyelid, so it kind of hurts. Other than that, the scenery was great.
Petit's total race time of 59 hours, 38 minutes is the fastest since at least 2010 and about 2 hours faster than 2017 champion Jesse Holmes. Holmes scratched at his first Ambler stop. The Nenana Musher and 2018 Iditarod Rookie of the Year says he pushed hard early in the race and got burned out.
It's kind of been a good year for me. I don't really need to push it on this. I tried really hard, raced to, win. Somehow Nick can do that. Just keep going with it, and that's impressive and amazing.
And keep going, Petit did. His dogs ran at an average speed of over 11 miles per hour, and he kept all 10 starters until the second-to-last checkpoint, Cayana, where he dropped 3.
All the girls here, or drop the boys, they can't do the fast stuff.
The fast stuff earns Petit a prize of $15,000, 25% of the total pot, plus smaller checkpoint awards and gifts. A few hours later, 59-year-old veteran Tony Browning took second place. He mushed into Kotzebue at 3:29 a.m. with 6 dogs after pulling away from 26-year-old Ellen King in the last 180 miles. King pulled across the line at 5:42 a.m. in third place with 7 dogs. She was greeted by her dad, Kobuk 440 and Iditarod champion Jeff King. The elder King ran with her by snow machine. Another family pair on the trail was husband and wife team Hugh and Olivia Shank Neff. They finished in 7th and 8th place, 1 minute apart, at around 3 p.m. They say they accomplished exactly what they wanted to and got closer while at it.
Yeah, I got my wife ready and qualified to do the Yukon Quest.
And so. I've only been mushing since December? And then we already did both my qualifiers. That's kind of crazy. You know, people have honeymoons and they go to the beach and everything like that, and they're like, oh, we're going to have so much fun. I think you should climb a mountain with somebody. Then you can see all their emotions and how they improvise, who they really are.
Nick Petit's dogs wear their emotions on their booties at the finish. Even though they've just run nearly 500 miles, they're perky, fighting over extra scraps of meat.
I'm going to mush them home now, so if we could part the season, I'm going to go on up there.
And just like that, the crowd parts, the dogs jump up, and they're speeding off again into the night. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Gabe Colombo.